Hi folks, Sister Anne-Marie here from Domus Trinitatis. So, I suppose you might be wondering what a collation is. We had a sister one time who was asked, how you know when it's time to pray? And she responded by saying, well, how do you know when it's time to eat? Eating is something we have to do regularly, and we don't usually have a problem knowing when it's time to eat. In our spiritual lives, it's the same. We have to feed ourselves regularly through prayer and study and good conversations. And even with a regular prayer life, we often have need during the day for a little spiritual refreshment or collation or snack. Those can come in many different forms, but here's one for you to chew on today as we come out of celebrating Thanksgiving and prepare for Advent, first by celebrating the great solemnity of Christ the King. In the beginning, God had a plan. He had a plan for you, a plan for me, and a plan for every single person who's ever lived and ever will live. He started with nothing, and he took the darkness and the void, and he formed it and filled it in order to create a place in which he could live with us. In fact, the scriptures tell us that he walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening, just as friends would do. When you contemplate what was in God's heart when he created us, you discover that God, the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live in a communion of love with one another, in family relationships of pure goodness and pure love. Who doesn't want that? What God did is he went outside of himself to create us in order that we might belong to his family. This family of pure love and pure goodness and pure joy. The tragedy of Eden is that Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they detached themselves from their relationship with God as their Father and attached themselves to the things of this world. And all subsequent sin is actually a reenactment of this same rejection of God as our Father and of his fatherly love. Now God has to work very hard to detach us from the things of this world in order to reattach us to himself, where we find authentic fulfillment and real joy, and we have to let him do this. We resist him so much and so often, and we really need to be grateful for his tremendous patience with us. Blessed Charles de Foucault noted that this is one of the purposes that crosses serve. They serve to release us from this world, to detach us from the things of this world and to bind us to God, to reattach us to God. We were created for God and to be with God, and once we really realize that with our whole being, we can run to meet the God who is always coming to us, as he does once again this Advent, to make a home with us, within us, even here and now. He comes to us the same way he did the first time. He comes to take the darkness and the void within us and to form it and fill it so that he can make a home for himself within us. And it's a humble home, to be sure. But, as Father Hans Urs von Balthasar says, he desires nearness. He would like to live in you and commingle his breath with your breathing. He would like to be with you until the end of the world. He knocks at all souls. He makes himself small and inconspicuous, so as to be able to partake of all your little transactions and concerns. He approaches quietly so as not to disturb or be recognized. He comes to be present incognito in the full hubbub of all of Earth's affairs. He seeks trust and intimacy. He is a beggar for your love. At the end of our lives, I believe that for many of us, our greatest regret will be not so much what we did or didn't do for the Lord. It will rather be how deeply we underestimated this astounding love and goodness and tenderness of our God. May this Christmas really find us ready to receive the baby Jesus anew, so that he may live and grow within us to his full stature, his full maturity, that by this time next year, he will truly reign over our whole lives, our bodies, our souls, our intellects, our wills, our emotions, our relationships, our families, our work and social life. Everything. May it be so for each of us, And may the sweet, questioning glance of the tiny Christ child open our hearts to let him in. God's blessings to you for the greatest Advent ever.